פרגרף דלד, וזה בחינס מילה ופריה, שהם כנגד שתי הבחינס הנ"ל, בחינס אורלס לב ואורלס בוסר. Now we'll understand why a bris mila is a two-step procedure. First, the chituch, the cutting away of the orla, then the priya, corresponding to the two orlas that we're trying to remove. The orla that's on the flesh, that's on the gid, and the orla on the heart. Ki mila hi bechinas orlas bosor. Because what we call the mila generally, which is the chituch, the cutting away of that skin, that tummy skin, that corresponds, that's addressing the orla of the flesh. Ki ha'orla yibichinas klipa hatmeo lagamri, because that orla represents a klipa that's totally tummy. Bebichinas malchus harasha, the kingdom of evil. Shehi keneged malchus digdusha, which opposes the kingdom of holiness. Upriya, whereas the second step in a bris mila, which is the priya, ze bechinas noiga kuyadua, that addresses the klipas noiga. We said the chituch addresses the three klipos that are totally tamei, whereas the priya addresses the noiga, shehu bechinas eitz hadas toivara, which corresponds to the eitz hadas, which is good and bad. Shehi nechezes ba'alev, that's associated with the heart. Bebechinas libi scharchar, there's a pasuk that says, my heart is spinning, my heart is confused, in a state of confusion. Bechinas schor schor, round, round. Bechinas v'noigalo soviv, as the Navi says in Yecheskel, when it speaks about the klipas noiga, that's a klipa that surrounds, it encircles. Kimavur calls Eba Divrei Rabbeinazal, as Rabbeinazal explains this in Torah Yud Beis and Likutim Ran Tanina, the Torah Aye Mekoim Kevoidoi, Hareini Kaporas Mishkovoi. Again, Rabbi Nosson Zal saying this during the first year that Rabbeinazal had passed away. Hainu Shehi Bechinas Orla Slave Hanimshach Mebechinas Ribuyor, meaning that this Klipas Noiga, what the Priya is addressing, is the Orla Slave, the tumor on the heart, that klipas noiga hanimshach mebechinas ribuyor, which was the result of that problem of too much light. The vessels couldn't handle the light. Shemishom nimshach bechinas eitz hadas kanal. That's what resulted in the eitz hadas. V'alkein yesh koyach lesakno ulevarara. And that's why we have the ability to correct this problem, to sort out the good from the bad. Ki kishezoichen achar kach lesakein maisov. Because when a person is zoiche to live his life properly and to do the right thing, to do good things, v'lasois kelim gemurim digdusha koroi, and thereby create solid, good vessels, proper vessels, shaydezeh misaknim b'china shviras kelim, thereby correcting the catastrophe, the problem of the broken breakage of the vessels, azai malin hatoiv miklipazu, then we actually extract and elevate the toiv that's found in that klipas noiga, vazai nichleles bakdusha kedua, and then that toiv can be integrated into the kedusha, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah. V'ze bechinas priya. This is the concept of that second step in the bris mila, the priya. She'ein choytchin oisoi ho'or klal. We don't cut that skin. The orla, we cut with a knife. The moel uses a knife. The priya, we're not cutting away any skin. Rak koyren oisoi, but rather we tear it. The moel tears it and folds it over. U'megalin ho'atorah. And he folds it over to reveal the top of the organ, to reveal the atorah, as it's called, the crown. V'ho'oyer nishar eitzel habris koydish. This skin, the skin that's addressed in the priya, remains attached to the organ. It's not cut off. It's not thrown away. It remains attached to the bris koydish. Ki kishe koyren oisa, because when we tear it, and thereby we break the negative aspect of it, we break the ra of it by tearing it, umegalin ho'atorah, and then we reveal, we fold it over and we reveal the crown, dahainu shemegalin malchus is baruch, meaning we reveal the malchus of Hashem, azai nechleles bigdush v'kanal. Then that noiga, that skin that's being addressed in the priya, becomes integrated into kedusha, becomes part of the holiness. Avla klipa hashnia, whereas that earlier klipa that we spoke about, that second klipa, the klipa earlier, the orla, which we called the hainu ha'orla, hu ra legamri. He's all bad. He's a real bad guy. Utsrichin lahachnia ulachotcha legamri. We have to destroy it and cut it off totally. Ki eino nechleles bikdusha kiyadua, because it cannot be integrated into the kedusha, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah. Nimtza, shal yedei chitucha orla upriya. So we see that as a result of these two steps, the chituch and the priya, ayidei ze nimoil orlas bosor vi orlas slave. We've corrected both problems, the orlas bosor and the orlas slave. Avol shtei haklipos hanal, shnehem yachad, heim choifin ala bris kodesh. However, Rav Nosson Zal tells us, both klipos, the klipa, you know, through the chituch, exactly, through the chituch and the priya, we corrected the orlas bosor and the orlas slave. However, Rav Nosson Zal says, so this gives the impression that the orlas slave is one, the orlas bosor is two, therefore we need one procedure to take care of the orlas slave, and one procedure to take care of the orlas bosor. But Rav Nosson Zal says that's not the case, because both klipos, the three bad ones, the three that are all bad, and the noiga, which is good and bad, shnehem yachad heim choifin ala bris kodesh. Both of them are a double covering on the bris kodesh, on the actual organ. Ki ikar hisavusom hurak lemato etzel habris kodesh, because their actual becoming physical, the physical manifestation of those two klipos, is only on the bris kodesh, on that organ. On the heart, you don't see any physical skin covering there or anything like that. Where these klipos are displayed in physical shape and form is on the bris. Veroitzim lahalim malchuseis baruch Hashem, and there they want to cover up Hashem's kingdom. Kiaf al pi sheha priya hi bechinas orla slave, because even though we said earlier that the priya is addressing a tumah on the heart, an orla on the heart, af al pi kein shum ein lo shum hisgalus, still the orla slave is not displayed in physical form. It doesn't take on any physical shape or form whatsoever. Rak he mishtal shelim v'nishavim lamata, but rather it spirals down. That spiritual item called orla slave spirals down and only comes into physical shape and form, lahalim b'chinas malchus hashom, in order to cover up the malchus. And again, it takes form on the bris kodesh, in the form of a skin covering. So we have this double, these two skins. We have the orla, and we have this other one, the orlas bosar, and the orla slave, which is also on that gid. V'alkein ho'iker lesakein habris kodesh. And this is why the most important thing is for a Jew to fix, to correct, and to purify the bris kodesh, sheze b'chinas mitzvas mila, of which a great example of accomplishing that is the mitzvah of mila, the hainu, which is two steps, lachtoi cha'orla, to cut away the orla, ulegalois ha'priya, and to reveal the atorah, which is accomplished through that step called priya, kedei levatel ulahachnia shtei klipos kanal, to thereby address and defeat both klipos, those that are all bad and those that are good and bad. Bechinas orlas bosor, vi orlas slave, sheshneim choifin ala bris kodesh. Both of these are covering the Bris Kodesh. Vayde Hamila Upriya, through these two steps, Mila and Priya, Shayde Zen is Gala HaMalchus, which causes the Malchus to be revealed. Venimoil Orla Slave, and we also remove that foolishness in the heart. Yesh Aliyo Lishnei Habatim. This brings about an elevation to both houses. You remember we mentioned this in the beginning of the halacha, that Rabbeinu Zal in Likut Emran over there in Torah Mem Tes, which this halacha is based on, Rabbeinu Zal discusses the whole procedure of creation and everything, and he says that when we're zeicher to correct everything we need to correct, and we're zeicher to really reveal the Malchus of Hashem in a proper, healthy way, that brings about an aliyah, an elevation to the two houses, the Beisa Ilah u Beisa Tator, the upper bias and the lower bias. Bechinas mi zois oile kanal. As the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, mi and zois go up, as we explained earlier. Mi represents the upper Shechina. Mem Yud is 50, which represents Bina, which is the first Hay of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Zois is one of the nicknames of the Malchus. That's the Malchus. That's the lower Shechina. That's the Beisa Tator. Ki beso ilo hi bechinas oir halev, shehu bechinas bina liba. Because the upper bias corresponds to the heart, which is called bina. Shehu bechinas beso ilo, which is called that upper bias. Bina is the bias for chachma. The first hay of yud kei vav kei is the bias for the yud. U beso tato hu bechinas malchus, whereas the lower bias is the malchus. That's the second hay of Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the bias for the Vav, for Zeranpin. Valyidei shenimoil orlas boser vi orlas slave, and by us correcting both problems, by us correcting the orlas boser and the orlas slave, ayidei ze yesh lishnehem aliyah. That enables an aliyah, an elevation for both batim. Bechinas mi im zois oile. As the Zohar HaKadosh says, the Mi goes up with the Zois. These two Shechinas travel together. Where do we see this? The Zohar HaKadosh says in Rus, Megillas Rus. Rus deals with the Malchus. Rus was the forerunner for David HaMelech. From Rus came forth David HaMelech, the ultimate Malchus of Kedusha, right? Where was Rus's connection? Rus was connected to Naomi. Rus's mother-in-law, her shviger, was Naomi. And at some point when her husband died, Rus's husband died, Naomi tried to push her away, to test her, to see if she would leave. She said, I ain't leaving for nothing. Where you go, I go. Where you die, we're sticking together like glue. And the pasuk says there, Vatelachno shtehem yachdov. The two of them went together, Naomi and Rus. The Sifrei Kabbalah explain, Rus is Malchus. Vatelachna shtehem, the two hays went together, the upper hay and the lower hay, Naomi and Rus. Naomi is Milosh Noyam, Noyam Ho Elyon, a heavenly sweetness, which is a term that's used about Bina, the upper Shechina. Rus is the lower Shechina. Rus is the Malchus, from which David HaMelech came. Back to earth. Vayidei shenimol orlas, exactly. Mi im zois oile. The mi, when the zois goes up, when the mi goes up, they both go up together. Kimavur bedivrei Rabbeinu Zal, hareini kaporas mishkovoi b'maymaral. As Rabbeinu Zal explains very, very well in chapter 49, which this halacha is based on, ayin sham, study the Torah and Likutei Moran well, Torah memtes, v'havein heitev. And you'll understand well everything we explained here. Paragraph Hey, Vizeh Bechinas Mila Bishmini. Now you'll understand why Mila is done on the eighth day. Ki Shmini Hi Bechinas Bina Liba Kiyadua. Because the eighth is Bina. When you start from the bottom, from the ground floor, Malchus is one, Hoyd is two, Malchus is one, Yesoid is two, Hoyd is three, Netzach is four, and so on and so forth. Bina is the eighth level going up. Ki ikar hatikun hu al yidei shenizgalu oir halev. Because the main tikun of this whole process that we're talking about here is when the light of the heart is revealed, is opened up, when that Orla Salev is removed and the light that Hashem is shining into the heart can shine properly, Shemishom Iker Hizgalus HaMalchus Kanal. That's where the real revelation of the Malchus, that's how the real revelation of the Malchus is going to be brought about, when the Oyer HaLev is shining properly. Again, the Bina and Malchus, those two being very dependent on each other. Just like, I just thought of an unbelievable example of this. What is Malchus? What avoida do we do that's Mamlech Hashem the most? Tefillah. Rabbi Nezal brings this many times. Dovra Melech says, Va'ani Tefillah, I am Tefillah. Tefillah is Malchus. It's called Malchus all the time. How does the Gemara speak about Tefillah? The Gemara says, it says in Kriyashma, Ula Avdoi Bechol Levavchem, to serve Hashem with your entire heart. The Gemara says, Ezehu Avoida Shebelev, what service is there? What Avoida is it that we do with the heart? Heviyomer Zu Tefillah. That's Tefillah. And we know the Gemara and Halach emphasize that a Tefillah, Beli Kavona, is like a Guf Beli Neshama. If you daven without your heart in it, it don't count. It ain't real tefillah. This is what Rav Nosson Zal showed us here, that the Malchus is dependent on the Lev, on the Bina. Those two are Siamese twins. Those two have to click together. And if there's a separation between them, it's a no-go. It can't work. V'zeh b'chinas ha-simcha shel mitzvah smila. Now you'll understand also why the Gemara puts incredible emphasis that the mitzvah of Mila is a mitzvah that the Jews accepted with simcha initially, and they perform it today with simcha, and that's why it has such a kiyum. K'mayisham Rabbi Seinazal, like the Gemara says, kol mitzvah shekiblu Yisrael besimcha, that any mitzvah which the Jews received and accepted with simcha, that mitzvah really remains with them. Kishom mekoyim hasimcha, because the heart is the ultimate center for simcha. Kama Shekosev, as Dovid HaMelech says in Tehillim, Nosatu simcha belibi. You have placed joy in my heart.